Well, gang, they did it. Both the White House and the Democrats have officially dropped the term Bidenomics, and we shouldn't be in the least bit surprised as to why. The latest polls coming out all show that voters see the economy not only as their number one issue of concern, but even worse, they all see the economy as just, well, it sucks. It's no coincidence that Biden's approval ratings are at an all-time low at the same time that concerns about a faltering economy are at an all-time high. Biden's worst nightmare is coming true. Bidenomics has become synonymous with economic poison. Now, that's why we here at Turley Talks are all about building a parallel economy dedicated to faith, family, and freedom. So that raises the question, what can you do about it? What can you do when the woes of this economic reality are at your doorstep? Well, as it turns out, there is one huge move you can make to ensure that you and your family are protected financially for generations to come. Michael Lush, who's a good friend and sponsor of this channel, he's here with us, and he spent decades learning the best way to create your own parallel economy. That's key, your own parallel economy. And that secret involves paying off your mortgage in record time in a way only Michael knows how to do. He's here to give us his insight and share how we can have the same financial freedom. Click on the link in the description below to get started on that journey to paying off your mortgage, creating real passive income, and setting yourself free from debt-loving banks. Michael, welcome back. Great to see you as always, my friend.
You as well. I appreciate it.
No, you bet. So, I mean, we know the White House continues to lie about the state of the economy. They keep trying to go, oh, everything's great, everything's wonderful. Yeah. But from your point of view, I mean, where do you think this economy is going for the American people, say, over the next 6 months?
Well, one, I think overall GDP is going to slow down. I was actually just reading from the conference board either earlier this week. Well, heck, it's only Tuesday, isn't it? Man.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. I don't feel
like I even have weekends at this point, but I was reading from them that they project, they're economists, that they project that GDP growth is going to slow to 1% probably over the next Q3 or in Q4. You know, you heard Jerome Powell talk last week after the FOMC meeting that, you know, GDP, he disarmed people when it comes to stagflation, because stagflation is a big buzzword now. It's like, hey, this is something that we should worry about. And he looks at GDP as like being very solid at 3%. However, GDP is going to slow. In fact, some reports are saying this quarter, but I realistically think it'd be Q3 and Q4. And here's the other thing. And this is where we can take back control is we had high inflation in 2023, still have high inflation now, high interest rates. However, consumers spent record amounts of money, and money that they didn't have, because, you know, making six figures now isn't what it used to be just 4 years ago, or heck, 3 years ago. Right. I was reading one stat that the 100,000 is now equivalent to 81,000 back in 2019, because your spending power has decreased massively.
Because of all the inflation, right.
But despite the inflation, despite interest rates being 20-year high, we're still spending money frivolously, and we're putting that on credit cards and other debts, right? And that's fine. I don't have an issue going into low cost of fund debts if you have a game plan of what to do with that debt and the different types of debt. But the household debts are now having to be serviced by the income. So now all those additional expenses that we couldn't afford with our income, we put on debt. Now the interest rates are higher. Now more of our income is getting absorbed by having to service that debt.
Right.
So we just have to become a little bit more wise of how we go into debt, what types of debt we use, and really be strategic about it. So, you know, I do see the interest rates are going to come down. I'm seeing folks still saying 2 to 3 cuts this year. I don't see how that's possible. So, you know, I get it. We just had a report out yesterday, and which is why Dow was up yesterday, and it's up a little bit today. I haven't really been paying attention today, but it's up a little bit today. Obviously, the 10-year Treasury is down because they see that now this is giving some ammunition for the Fed to start cutting rates in June. I don't really see that happening. I do see an interest rate cut before the end of the year. Ironically, I think it'll be right near the election.
You're just being cynical.
Yeah, you know, to start the year off, they were projecting 3 rate cuts this year, 4 next year, and 3 more in 2026. I think one is a conservative approach. There might be two, but I see one rate cut that nothing can be guaranteed at this point, because you've got things in the Middle East and still issues in Ukraine that can pop up to cause inflation that may cause the Fed to reverse course and actually increase interest rates. So no one really holds the crystal ball, but our best guess is that we'll see interest rate cuts at the end of this year, which will give us a little bit of a reprieve from these high rates that we're seeing now.
But the economic growth has been shrinking, as it were, right? It was at 1.4%, then it was 3% in a quarter, and now, like you just said, it's around 1%. I think it was 1.6 last quarter, something like that.
Yeah, it's going
the opposite direction of where we want it to go.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So what's the best way? I mean, you're here to help Patriots financially flourish in the midst of all of this economic insanity. What's the best way that our audience could protect themselves financially in the event of the economy continuing to struggle?
Yeah, well, let's learn from history. And we don't even have to look that far back. Let's just look a year ago. Despite the high inflation, despite the high interest rates, we still spent money frivolously. Mm-hmm. So I think number one, and this is going to be very elementary, and people probably don't want to hear this, but it's live below your means. Right. Look at budget and understand what your net income coming is, what's hitting and what's going out. We actually did this as a business, and we're also doing it personally. We've got this software and this company that goes out and negotiates our bills for us. And my business partner, Matt's been the guinea pig for it. He's already saved $1,500. I mean, they renegotiated, cut his cell phone bill in half, cut his internet bill in half. And you don't pay this company. They just get a percentage of what they save you. So little things like that. Live below your means. Start cutting some, trim some fat so that you can be more nimble when opportunities arise. On top of that, I would say create a side hustle. The thing is, in today's technology, in softwares and AI, it is far easier to become an entrepreneur than it was 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
So I would create a side hustle that is low lift. And what I mean by that is not something that's going to demand another 40 hours of your week, because that is the most precious commodity that we can't get back is time, especially if you're a family man or family woman. You don't want to go out and create a side hustle that you're now married to as opposed to your husband, spouse, or your kids. So create something that is low lift. And there's abundance of those out there. So side hustle to create more income, some more cash flow. I would also use cheap cost of funds. We were just talking about this. You know, a lot of consumers spent tons in 2023, but they probably didn't use it for investments. But there is still cheap capital out there. So I'm okay with going into debt if you have a low risk business plan for that debt to deploy. So use cheap cost of funds for better investments. Heck, you and I both have a similar friend by the name of Ross. He's crushed the S&P 500 for 7 years running. Right. Well, you know, if he's on the low end getting 29% returns, on the high end getting 300% returns, none of that being guaranteed. This is still an investment world, but that's his track record over the last 7 years. Well, how much would the debt need to cost you for that not to make sense? 29, 300%? Well, that debt doesn't exist. So if you have a wise business plan, maybe it's even managing your own 401k, your own IRA, instead of allowing these financial planners who, the average financial planner is broke. The average financial planner doesn't even make six figures. They're trying to tell you what to do with your wealth when they don't even have wealth to even play the game that they're trying to tell you to play. So maybe take back control of that. Save those fees and really research what's going to get you to the promised land. And it's not going to be something that's overnight, but year after year, you can tick away at this. And we really need to tick away at it well before 2035, because you know what's hitting headlines today is the 2035 mark. The 2035 is when Social Security is insolvent. You know, And I projected my own. I went on to, anybody can do this, go to socialsecurityincome.org. Or maybe socialsecurity.org, but you go to the website and fill out a profile and you can see how much you've paid in and what your income is going to be when you reach the age of 67 or 70. Now, keep in mind, it used to be 62. Now they moved the ball 65, 67, and now there's incentives to even move it to 70. A lot of folks don't wait until they're 70 to retire. Heck, I'm 45.
Right.
I can't wait until 67 or 70 to start making those moves. But even if it wasn't insolvent, it was still around by the time for me to capitalize on Social Security income, I would have paid in $1.9 million. I'm sorry. I would have paid in, I forget what the numbers were, $600,000 into Social Security. Well, that same money that I could have managed myself could have turned at 8% or 5%. Let's just use 5%. That would have been $1.9 million.
Yeah.
Well, tell me how that's not theft. that they are taking our money of $600,000, and that's mine. Everyone's is different. You can go onto that website and determine what it is. But my income could be $127,000 a year in interest if I manage it myself. However, what the federal government has promised me is $43,000 a year.
Right.
That's a huge margin. And right. Tell me how that is not theft.
Right, right. What
is get liquid. That kind of goes along with the first step, which is live below your means. Get liquid. Now, this could be cash. Cash is technically trash. And I know that's a big phrase that other gurus use, but it is so true because the dollar is deteriorating in value and it's not a good place to store value is in cash. But you need to be liquid, whether that's insurance, lines of credit, et cetera. You have to understand how debts work. Now, I don't mean get liquid by getting into amortized installment loans like mortgages, like car loans, personal loans, things. That's not what I mean by getting liquid. I mean, be liquid so that debt doesn't cost you anything until you've deployed it, and you've deployed it into things that's going to give you a better return than what the interest costs are.
You know, you brought up debt several times, and I'm just curious, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of us are in debt.
Yeah.
So how should people approach managing their debt in the midst of a struggling economy? But I'm also thinking in particular of probably everyone's major debt, which is their mortgage.
Yes, which equates to $4.9 trillion last year of the nation's GDP. So that's a big issue, and it's a big problem to solve. Most folks don't realize that there's an alternative to financing real estate outside of the archaic modern-day mortgage. And we've talked about this countless times over the years on your show, but today's mortgage doesn't look anything like it used to do over 100 years ago. Used to look entirely different. So it's really what we're teaching folks to do is to kind of go back to basics and restructure how that debt looks. And it doesn't have to be a mortgage. One of our favorite debt tools is called a home equity line of credit. Mm-hmm. And if used appropriately, it is a far more efficient tool of financing it, paying it off, which you could do. Our average client pays their home off in 5 to 7 years. Our average client saves $30,000 of what would otherwise be interest payments to the mortgage. So you want to talk about getting ahead of inflation, staying ahead, save $30,000 just by doing this one little trick a year.
Right.
So that's $150,000 over the next 5 years. So that's a whole another year worth of monthly or yearly income for some folks, right? That's a big savings. So you can get ahead of inflation by understanding that there are different debt tools that are far more efficient than parking your paycheck in a bank. Instead, you can park it in these lines of credit and allow your cash flow to deteriorate the principal of this loan. But here's the best part. You maintain liquidity because as you pay it down, you still have access to it. And you don't pay interest on what you have access to. You only pay interest on what you've used. So if an opportunity arises, which it will, we were talking about slow GDP growth, rates will come down. There will be a buying season next year. So things are going to go on a discount. This HELOC method is going to maintain your liquidity. In a split second, if you want to take take advantage of an opportunity, you can do so electronically within inside of 5 minutes. So you're not only more efficient in paying off your debt, you're also maintaining your liquidity. You can't do that with a mortgage. You pay off a mortgage, the only way to get access to the equity in your home is go take out another mortgage. Well, I'm here to
finance it. Yeah, yeah.
That is old school thinking, and I want this to be mainstream. This should no longer be the way that we finance real estate. And if we do it one household at a time, then we can correct some of these issues that we cannot trust the government to help save us. They're not going to. No one's coming to save you. You have to go out and do this on your own.
And what's so interesting, too, is that this is, in many respects, sort of the classical way of buying a home, right? Before the Fed came in 1913 and actually started pushing things like mortgages and debt and so on and so forth. But a HELOC was when all said and done, it's just that was the given way you used to buy homes. And as I understand, it's still the majority way of buying homes in places like Canada and other places around the world.
Yeah. Australia, UK, Brazil, South Africa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a couple testimonies, especially from South Africans that migrated here from South Africa. And they're like, thank God I found you, because back in my homeland, this was the way that we did things. And I get here to America, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you're now going to pay twice the amount for a home because you're financing it this way? Right. There's got to be something there. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be a home equity line of credit. It could be any type of simple interest line of credit that you could use. But we need to get away from this amortized debt, which is a mortgage, or installment loans like car loans and student loans, and convert that into lines of credit. If you're cash flow positive, that is a far more efficient way to pay off debt. It is mathematically proven. No one can disprove it. No one can dispute it. There's just no money to be made on it. That's the problem.
Right. Banks aren't making money off of it. That's why they're not offering it to you, basically. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Exactly. That's what I love about the sort of the secret behind it. It literally is a secret. They are keeping this information from you because they don't make money off of it.
Right.
Mike, where can our listeners get plugged in with you? And what does that look like as they start that journey with you and becoming cash flow positive, paying off that mortgage in 5 to 7 years? Walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want them to use your link because we have a special discount for Turley Talks fans. They're our best quality customers that we come in on this side. So it's easier work for us because you've done such a good job of educating and keeping people in tune with what the markets are doing and how to stay, as you mentioned, a parallel economy. So it's much easier to talk to them. So it's easier work for us. So we've got a massive discount if they use your link. And what it looks like is a free consultation. So nothing's going to cost you money. We're going to do a consultation so that we can make sure that this is the right fit for you because it's not for all people, right? If you're not cash flow positive, and that's why I started with number one, live below your means.
Right.
If you're not cash flow positive, meaning you make more money than you spend, this isn't going to fix your problems. There are other things that we need to do some homework on, some building blocks that we need to create that foundation so that we can get to this level. So that's what it's going to look like. You're going to have a one-on-one consultation with one of my account executives who's not just learned the strategy, but they have practiced this strategy in their own life. So you're learning from people that are actually doing this, not some theory. We're not marketing gurus like, hey, this would be really cool if you did this and we're going to make money just selling a theory. No, we are selling execution, practical execution. So if they go through that, we're going to walk them through it, show the roadmap of what it looks like for them. How much is it going to save them? And then we go from there, see if they want to be a part of our community.
I love it. And it's a wonderful community. It's an absolutely wonderful community. Gang, seriously, Michael is offering really the ultimate solution to surviving and absolutely crushing it in today's economy by paying off your mortgage around 5 years. I mean, think about that and how much money you would have as a result of that, and what you can do with that in order in terms of building your own parallel economy. Let Michael Lush replace your mortgage and his team help you to get started on securing your financial future so you can have time to spend doing the things that you love with the people that you love. It really does just come down to learning these principles and then thinking better so you can live better. So click on that link below, get in touch with Michael and his team and get that ball rolling. You are not going to regret it. Michael, thanks so much again. You help us stay sane in these insane economic times. It's very appreciated.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Steve.
You bet.